crush it with everything you do in life. That is the power of the Home Business Radio Network.
This is Tony Cannulli, the co-host for Conversations with a Legend. Larry Thompson's the host of the show, the marketing director, the show host for the Slight Edge Zone for the Home Business Radio Network. Today is a super heavyweight hangout. Now, this has never been done before, to my knowledge, within the direct selling profession. We have three people. We have three battleships that basically came into port today to share with you knowledge. Why do I say that? These three gentlemen, of course, Larry Thompson, those of you that have been watching the show, his Conversations with a Legend, and for those that haven't, I'll give you an update as to how this came about. That these three gentlemen have had more impact in the direct selling profession than anybody I know personally. There's over 226 years of age shared between these three gentlemen, Larry Thompson, Richard Call, and Jimmy Smith up there in the Philadelphia area. And I got to tell you, what they're going to share with you today, and I'm looking you in the eye. I mean, you're looking at me, I'm looking at you, whoever's watching this right now in the moment. Grab a pen and paper. Do not decide that this is something you want to casually watch, because when you have three people like this that come together for an hour at one time to share what they have, what they've accumulated in over 226 years, over $250 million in income. Now that's great. That's, you know, when we talk about that's a lot of money. But let me give you a better understanding of it. It's that kind of money was created because literally millions and millions and millions of lives have been changed around the world. Billions and billions of dollars in sales have moved. Every time somebody comes into direct selling, some family benefits by that product movement. So when you think about what their career, how much money they've made, but you also got to think about the global impact of what they've done, not just in their mentorship of many successful people, millionaires and beyond, but just the fact that their organizations produce so much income for the families that were part of the networks that they've been involved in. So with that, how this came about, just for those that are new to Conversations with a Legend, Larry is the co-founder of Herbalife. He's been in the profession now going on over 45 years, and he's been here since almost the very beginning. He learned from the founding fathers. The Wall Street Journal called him the architect of wealth building, and there's a lot of reasons for that. The company he co-founded is the third largest company in the world, a company, as I said, Herbalife. And he's been at every level in our profession. And he's mentored many of the millionaires and people that many of you know of, and some you don't even realize, have been mentored by Larry, or they have been mentored by Larry's students. I'm the perfect example of that. So this show, Conversation with a Legend, how it came about was Larry and I had this discussion one day on a Sunday afternoon, and I said, Larry, wouldn't it be wonderful if people could actually hear some of our conversations? And then the name stuck, and that's how we got started. There's nothing to sell. There's nothing to buy. We're not promoting anything. There's nothing to join. Just pure, powerful information. So that's how Conversations came about. And I've got now Richard Call. Richard, it's interesting for me because Richard is one of my first mentors, actually prior to Larry in the late 1980s. He's with an icon of a company called New Skin, earned well over $50 million, plus a lot more in other business ventures he's had. He's been the founder of a company. He's done everything in every level in the direct selling profession. He's absolutely an icon, but he's really known for being a heart-driven, passion, just say it the way it is kind of guy. And I always related to Richard, and I love him. So having him on the show for me is very, very special. And then we've got Jimmy Smith. Jimmy's the youngster of this whole group. He just turned 86. When I say the youngster, he's been in multi-level network marketing, direct selling, and for you, BK, affiliate marketing, for less time than Richard and Larry. But no lightweight here. He's a super heavyweight as well. He's earned over $40 million, him and his two daughters, in the last 12 years in this economy. So with that being said, I welcome everybody. Once again, I hope you have your pad and paper out. I hope you're listening very carefully. Do not miss one word. I'm going to turn it over to the host, Larry Thompson, the host of the Conversations with a Legend, my good friend Larry. It's awesome to do this work with you.
Hey, Tony, thanks so much. And I certainly want to thank Richard and Jimmy for being here. It's an honor for me. It's always a pleasure to do the shows, but it's an honor to do this one. You know, when I hear about the I got mixed emotions about those numbers that you quoted. You know, I get very excited about the $250 million earnings. A $250 million earnings is always exciting to hear. But when I hear the 226 years, now I got to say, wait a minute, man. I don't want part of that one, but that's the way it is. And you were talking about Jimmy being the youngest in the multi-level industry, me being the oldest, but me being the youngest on the group. So I have some bragging rights here of these three gentlemen to be the youngest by a couple of years at best. Guys, it's going to be a wonderful event here is what I see it is with us just sitting here and talking. We have I love what you had to say here, Tony, and because that's what Conversations with Legends is all about. There's nothing to buy, nothing to sell, nothing to join, just strictly sharing information and has the slight possibility of maybe enhancing someone's philosophy, someone's attitude, someone's work habits, and being able to influence their culture to be able to help them help improve their lives. I have never met Jimmy face-to-face yet. I've met him on the Google Plus Hangout here, and we've talked on the phone. And I met Richard back in, I think it was 1983, 1984, when he was looking at going with perhaps Herbalife, and he chose to go with New Skin. And I followed their success with, quite frankly, with a lot of respect and a lot of awe. But here's the thing that we need to focus on. And again, the $250 million worth of earnings is spectacular, and we don't need to dismiss that. But I'll tell you what the more valuable thing here is, the 226 years worth of experience. And, you know, 226 years on the planet, but combined years on the planet is a lot of time. And you had time to go through a lot of stuff. In the pre-call here, we were in the pre-warm-up here, Richard was telling about a situation that he had and how it just put him back for about 3 years. We've all, you cannot be on this planet 226 years, okay, accumulated, without going through all of life's situations, every life situation that you could think of. There's a misunderstanding and sometimes an unrealistic expectation that people have with multi-level. They think that you get in multi-level and you arrive. And once you arrive, you're there. And that's what they're all looking for. It's not an arrival. It's a destination. And the destination is to try and figure out what you as the individual are looking for. I will tell you, in my 69 years on the planet here, in my almost 50 years now in multi-level, I will tell you I went through every life experience that you can go through. And all of us, all three of us on this phone call, we've not shared these stories, but I will tell you I know that every one of us have gone through the situation where we were the windshield and other times when we were the bug, okay, and we just got smashed. And we got. And I'm talking about with relationships. I'm talking about with money. I'm talking about with health. I'm talking about with people around you that you trust. I'm talking about those sort of things. Those are that's what life is all about. In multi-level, you get to have a chance to make a lot of money, but you get to exponentially accelerate those experiences. And one of the hardest things for me to learn and the most valuable thing for me to learn was that money can only solve money problems. That's all it can do. And most people, they can solve money problems, they got it made. That's just not true at all. And so I would like to go over here and talk to some of the guys here. And Richard, why don't I pick up with you and just, you know, why don't you share a few opening thoughts and we'll go to Jimmy and then we'll just have a round table of discussion. How's that sound?
That sounds great. First of all, Larry, let me say that you are the youngest on this broadcast. I just found that out. I got you by 4 years. You're still in your 60s. I'm in my 70s, and Jimmy's in his 80s. Yeah. So you're the young guy here. But you got into multi-level marketing when you were 19. Yeah. I never heard the word multi-level marketing until I was 38 years old and was lucky enough, and everything leads to a story. There is not one person, and I always say, that gets up in the morning and says, oh, today I want to be part of multi-level marketing. Everything is a story. You made a left turn, you made a right turn, you shouldn't have been here, you shouldn't have been there. Well, let me tell you a quick story how I got into the industry, which I consider the greatest industry in the world, bar none. No one is going to tell me they're in a better industry, provided you have the right company, you have the right product, you have the right management, you have the right people that love you, you have people that are servants. I have never once in my life, whether I've been in real estate, insurance, or multi-level marketing, ever thought about how much money I can make on this one. And, you know, it's the old saying, I think it was Zig Ziglar, help enough people get what they want, and you'll certainly get what you want. But to make a very long story short, I should have never been at this place. I found myself with a brand-new car. I won't even go into the story. Why would I take a brand-new car to a Midas muffler shop that was 2 weeks old? Because I never go back to the new car dealership. And I tell you, he said, this is a new car, isn't it? I said, yeah, it sure is. He said, you know, Midas muffler is right down. Please, do me a favor. It's got a small leak in there. All you got to do is put a torch to it because my regular gas station guy didn't have a torch. So I went 3.5 miles across town. Well, I'm writing the check, and the guy says to me with grease all over his uniform, He said to me, are you making all the money you would like to make? And I looked at him just like this. I can remember this 36 years ago. I said, yeah, I do pretty well. At that time, he was probably making $12,000 a year, and I was probably earning $75,000 a year. But I'm not a wise guy. I didn't say to him, what the heck are you asking me why I'm making all the money? I said, yeah, I do pretty well. The next question changed my life. What he asked me? He said to me, do you have freedom? And I said, what are you talking about freedom? He said, can you do anything you want to do, whatever you want, whenever you want to do it, without ever thinking of how much it costs. I said, well, nobody could do that. He said, well, I have to be involved in a business. Well, I found myself at an Amway meeting. I saw the circles, and I was hooked. And we didn't make Amway happen. I sponsored a tremendous amount of people, but I couldn't duplicate. Didn't have a good upline. And I remember my wife once saying, you know, everybody talks about their rags to riches. We're going backwards. I said, you're right. I feel like I'm cutting off my right arm. And if I can never find this again, and that was in 1978, I'll feel that life cheated me. This is so much more than money. It is so much more than everything. What it all comes down to is helping people, helping people, helping people find other people and helping them. We're in a world today that is the worst we've all ever seen. I feel for people. I feel for people that have three jobs and four jobs and can't make it, and it's getting worse. And there are times that dictates to me whether there are some times I'll say to my wife, you know, I don't want to go out tonight to dinner. I just want to stay home because I really, truly do feel for people. I've always felt that way my whole life. How can I help people? How can I help? There's no better way than this thing called multi-level marketing. I don't even call it network marketing. It is multi-level marketing.
Amen.
And I love it, and that's just my introduction to this. I couldn't be happier. You know, Larry, you mentioned, you know, we all go through things. Are you kidding? The best time of my life that I had no problems was when I was in the United States Air Force making $75 a week. I had a van that I was probably earning $300 a week. I was bagging groceries, making $125 a week. And I was selling cars on the side and lived better than any officer on the base. That, I didn't have any problems. Just newly married. We had a new baby. But sure, you people think because you have all this money, there are no problems. There are more problems. The more you accumulate, the only thing that money means to Richard Cole is that I can sit down and write a check. Well, today we do it through the automatic check writing. But to write a check without sweating about it. That's the only thing that money means. I'm still the same person I was. I'm as down to earth as anyone can be. I help other people in other organizations. I've helped people that I've never made a penny on. That's my love, is for people to help them. That's my love, and that's my introduction.
Well, wow, Richard, I really, really appreciate you sharing that because that meant a lot to me, and I know it would mean a lot to the audience. And we'll see as we go on here, we'll kind of put some meat on those bones. Let's go over to Jimmy now. Jimmy's he's the elder statesman of the group here, but boy, what a tremendous story he has. And why don't you just give him a little bit of information here, Jimmy, that you think that might fit the bill here for today, and then we'll get rolling with the show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me on this this call, this video. It's my pleasure. I'm thrilled to be amongst you guys. I've known about you for years. You were in network marketing long before I knew about it. I knew about you, Larry, and Herbalife. I was in Herbalife in the 80s. I knew about Mark Hughes, and I used the product in the 80s. I was in Newski, and I knew about Richard Cole. I heard his story that he just told, and little did you guys know that years ago when I first learned about you guys, you inspired me to do network marketing. You were part of my story. Every story I heard, Richard Brooks, Richard Cole, all my friends in Newskin that made it big, I never made it big in Herbalife. I never made it big in Newskin. I never made it, and for whatever reason, but one thing I didn't do, I didn't quit. And the thing that happened to me when I didn't find network marketing. I was 62. And Richard was saying he was like 38. I was 62. When somebody invited me, they called me up. They said, Jimmy, I want to take you to a meeting tonight. I said, a meeting for what? it's an opportunity meeting, Jimmy. I said, I'm not looking for an opportunity. But they were a good friend, and they said, Jimmy, just trust me, just come. And I went to that meeting, and just like Richard, they stood in front of the room, and they drew circles, and they said you could do this and this and this. But the guy that invited me to the meeting gave me a video called the Don Failure Napkin Presentation. Have you probably all heard about that, Don Failure? And on that video, he did the geometric progression of numbers. And I'm 62 at the time. It's my first exposure to network marketing. I played that thing over and over again. It was an hour and 45 minutes. And I realized when I watched that video that, wow, I could leverage myself in people. You can make money by leveraging yourself in real estate, stocks and bonds, but you have to have money to buy them. When I found out that 5 times 5 is 25, times 5 is 125, times 5 is 625, that's people. And if all those people buy a little bit of product, $100 a month, that becomes a large sum of money, and you're going to get a small percentage. When I got that through my head, I knew nothing about network marketing, but I got the math. And I said to myself, just like you, Richard, network marketing is democracy in its finest form. It's people helping people. If you sponsor somebody into this business and they don't succeed, guess what? You don't succeed. If they succeed, you succeed. And I'm happy to say right now, today, I sponsored 80 people in a year and a half. 8 of those are millionaires. 2 are my 2 daughters. From there's 32 more. That's 40 millionaires. That's a good feeling. When you have people calling you up years later, 10 years, Jimmy, thank you for calling me. Thank you for introducing me to this. Thank you. Thank you. That makes life worthwhile. Now, here I am, 86 years young, just getting started. I tell people, you ain't seen nothing yet. My goal's $1 million a month. Now, one thing I know right now that I didn't know when I started, I wish somebody told me when I started what I can tell people now. In network marketing, there's only 2 ways to fail. Don't start or quit. In network marketing, it's literally impossible to fail. Once you understand that it's impossible to fail, doesn't that make it easier for you? So I, for 14 years, I started network marketing at age 62. From age 62 to 67, I didn't make a dime. I went bankrupt in 1993. Wow. I prospected the attorney. In all sincerity, I said, sir, I think you're doing it the hard way. I can show you an easier, softer way. I have a business model where you don't have all these employees. Well, guess what? He said later. We got outside. My wife said, you're the sickest man on the face of the earth, and I'm married to you. I said, honey, don't do anything dumb. I just may make it. Don't do anything dumb. And so I stayed the course. I lost money. I went bankrupt. I went bankrupt in 1993. In 2003, I made $1 million, over $1 million for the year, 10 years later. I stayed the course. I never quit because I knew it was impossible to fail. Now, at 86, like you said, Richard, I can do what I want. I can go where I want. 28 grandchildren can go to any university they want. 18 great-grandchildren will have the same privilege. All my 6 children do not work at JOB anymore. They are with me in my company, working with me, which is my dream come true. Who would believe that a man could picture his 6 children who all had good jobs, government, IBM, Vanguard, all had great jobs, loved their jobs, and now they all quit their jobs. They walked away from their high-paying jobs to join Daddy in his business. Wow. That's a dream come true. And the reason it came true, because I never, ever quitting was never an option. The only way to fail in network marketing is don't start or quit. Network marketing, Richard, like you said, is the greatest business model in the history of the world. There's nothing out there that even comes close to it. Not even close.
Wow, Jimmy, really appreciate that. And
Great story. Yeah.
I can see him prospecting the attorney, Larry. I can see that, Jimmy. Trust me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, here's the thing. When I'm listening to the stories, you know, it's like anything else. You know, you know your own story, and sometimes you take it for granted. But I don't think any of us on this phone have ever taken our own story for granted and our success. And you can't have a success without the struggle. You know, T.D. Jakes call it, if you want the promise, you got to go through the process. We've gone through the process. We didn't get to the age that we are, and we certainly didn't get to the level of success and earnings that we acquired without going through plenty of heartaches and disappointments. I know the nights in the early stages that I used to lay awake. I call it the midnight hour. And when I didn't know, when I was committed, I believed that I was going and it wasn't quite working. And I was away from home and away from my family, and I was scared to death, and nothing was happening. And every time I'd call home, what would happen was that my wife would, it wasn't her fault, but you know, she wanted money for the electrical bill and I just wanted some encouragement. And we've all worn those shoes. I know we have. And I remember those midnight hours when you're approaching midnight. And you get some relief about 11:50 p.m. at night because you said, I'm going to make it through this day. And you get to midnight and you made it through another day. There's a deep breath. And then all of a sudden you realize that it's 12:01 and the next day started. You got to get through the next day. We've all been through that. And with our health, we've been through that with our finances. We've been through that with our relationships. And we just, you know, whatever it is that kept us going, whatever it was internal. And it had nothing to do with our skills because, Jimmy, you're a butcher. Richard, you probably had the most experience of anybody. I was a long-haired hippie construction worker and with no education, no self-confidence, no self-esteem. But I heard one thing in common that all happened, and it was at that first meeting. And it was a meeting that we had. If it's a meeting today on the internet or a webinar or whatever, maybe at that first meeting, my torch was lit, and I didn't know it was even possible for something like this to happen. I never believed this could happen for me, but I had to try it, and at least I could try and do something besides stay where I was. So I think it's remarkable what we just heard. And I would like to share some of the adversity that I've had. I was thinking about it when we were talking, you guys were talking, and I think that people out there need to hear some of this stuff. We've all gone through these disappointments. We, every one of us. Jimmy, you were talking about your bankruptcy. I think my biggest disappointment that I had is when I went through my business divorce with my partner, Mark Hughes in Herbalife. Boy, that was tough on me. And, you know, any divorce is tough, you know, personal divorce or that you go through a business divorce too, because my whole life was committed. All my identity was in Herbalife, and it was a very bitter, bitter thing. And in the course of any divorce, usually the people that get hurt the most are the children. And that's what happened with Herbalife. The distributors were the children, and everybody's choosing up sides. But I loved Herbalife, and I still love Herbalife. I loved everything about it, and I still love everything about it. And so when you go through a divorce and you love something so dearly, and it is not part of you, it's very, very, very hard. And it led to me making some very, very foolish decisions in my life because of being hurt and making foolish decisions that led to me ending up, believe it or not, 1997 with chronic fatigue. And I landed in bed for 5 years flat on my back with chronic fatigue. And to this day, I can remember, being upstairs and wanting to get a sandwich or something downstairs. And the concern was, would I have enough energy to get back up? And being alone in that big 20,000 square foot, 100 acre ranch right there in Los Angeles and Hinton Valley, and going through that and not having, you know, you go through it and it's hurt. And I know that what happened, all those emotions that led me through that divorce is what led to my chronic fatigue. We all can look at diseases and kind of backtrack them to something dramatic that's happened in our life. But you know what? I never, ever lost faith in who Larry Thompson was. I believed that those fundamentals that I was taught about desire, willingness, and being teachable. I believed in what Jim Rohn said. Jim Rohn and I got started in the business the same day in the same company, okay? And he became my mentor back in the 60s. And I believed in those things that he taught me and the things that he shared with me and said, okay, yeah, day at a time, brick at a time. And I never really forgot who I was, but it took me 5 years to get through that illness. And then it took me about another 5 years of just saying, okay, I'm going to just be happy going about my day on a daily basis. And then you get that urge that, hey, there's more in you. I feel there's more in me today at 69 than there's ever been in me. I know that in the last half a dozen years, I have learned more. In the last half a dozen years about life, about business, about me, about network marketing, about training and teaching than I ever have in my life. And I know we've all gone through those disappointments and things And money doesn't change it, guys. Money doesn't change it. It can help you get through it, but it will never change. You can't. Money didn't change those things for me. Okay, I still had to deal with all those raw emotions and disappointments, but I'm happier today than I've ever been with Larry Thompson. And Richard, I know that you were sharing a little bit of story here earlier, and I don't know, maybe if you don't want to share it, that's okay, but I thought it was very relevant because it touched me what you were saying about some difficulties that you had with the business experience.
Well, let me say this. I have been very, very lucky in my life. Very, very lucky. Married to a wonderful woman for 35 years. Before that, let me say that I think if you had 100 of the top people, whether it be in network marketing, multi-level marketing, insurance, real estate, like what is the one key thing, you know, that you need in business? I think you'd have probably 100 different answers. I used to say a long time ago, motivation. I truly don't believe in motivation. Because a person is motivated at the meeting, and then 10 minutes later, they're unmotivated. What I believe in is you have to have an urgency. My urgency was my first wife, 35 years, when I talk about it, she contracted cancer. And excuse me. Contracted cancer, and the doctor said, you know, the most aggressive cancer, and maybe she has 90 days to live. And I said, I'm not a buyer of doom and gloom. I don't want to hear that crap. And he said, you're just putting your head in the sand, and you're in denial. Well, I told him when we went into the room, you tell her everything's going to be okay. And he said, well, I can't do that. And I said, then I'll tell her. And she was sitting up in the bed. And, you know, she said, I know I have cancer. We'll get through this. That was on a Thursday. She had a breast removed, breast cancer. And on a Tuesday night, we're at the Holiday Inn doing a meeting together. And I vowed right then and there that I would become so wealthy and build so many houses, and for her to promise me, you'll be here until this house is built, I promise. You'll be here to the, and that's what we did. We had a great life. And she made 15 years. And in those 15 years, we lived 150 years. And I was very, very fortunate. I never thought I'd ever date another girl, see another girl. And very fortunate to meet the love of my life. Now, Lizanne, we've been married 16 years. Wonderful human being. But to me, you have to have an urgency in life. We all go through hard times. You know, people see you, you're driving a Rolls Royce. You know, you're having homes all over the country, big homes. To me, my home, I love my home. I don't have to travel outside. I've done all that. I've been there, done that. I love my home. I love my wife. I love my children, my puppies, and I love helping people. I'm always inviting people over to tell them the story, show them the plan. When Lizanne, my wife, said to me one day when she didn't understand the business, she said, why do you spend so much time with people? I even know they're not getting in. Because I said, if I could change their mind and press their button the way my button was pressed back in 1978, I've done my job. So we were talking about, Larry, you brought up. I was retired. To me, I took that word freedom very, very seriously. And I will say right now, there isn't a human being in the world, I don't care if they're a trillionaire, that has the freedom that I have. And you have, Larry, and Jim, and you have, and so many people in this industry have. Could do anything I want whenever. I could get right now tomorrow on a plane and go to Italy for pizza if I wanted to. I did that once, and I took six people in my organization with me just to say we did it. And I can't remember how much it cost, and I don't do many silly things with money. I value money. I came up the hard way. I never finished high school. But I'll never forget caddying once. That's what changed my life, because that's where the seeds were planted when I saw people hitting a golf ball every single day. And then it was a week. And I said, well, that's like my father. He has a week off. Then it was 2 weeks. Then it was 3 weeks and 4 weeks. Then it was 2 months. And I came home and I told my father, he said, that's all I got to do is hit the ball, a stupid ball around. And he said, you got a good job. You have Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and more than that, you don't need in life. But I'll never forget caddying once. And there were four of us. I had two bags and the other fellow. And I always listened. I was a listener. And I'll never forget one fella hit a ball in the rough. And he was about maybe 30 yards away. And the other three guys are saying, how the heck did a jerk, an idiot like that, ever become a multimillionaire, no school, a dummy? And what that meant to me at 13 was you didn't have to be too smart to become a millionaire. I didn't know at that time how I was going to become a millionaire, but I would bet my life that one day I was, because I wouldn't accept anything less. So I retired because I took that word freedom. And I played, and I all of a sudden I started playing golf at age 48, became a 3 handicap, won a lot. I belonged to 5 country clubs, loved it. Loved it, played all over the place, played in pro-ams, played once with Arnold Palmer, with a lot of the pros. We live right now on the golf course here where they have the Justin Timberlake pro-am every year. And so here I am retired, and I will say this before I forget. Being retired is the most boring thing in the world, being retired. You know, waking up every day, meeting the guys at the club at 7 o'clock in the morning, playing golf, having lunch, going out to dinner. Boring. Just boring to me. Boring. Traveling all over the world. Boring. I wanted to get back to my roots, and that was helping people. So we moved here to Vegas, and we moved here. Why did I move to Vegas? My wife happened to know Vegas pretty well because her family owned Caesar's Palace for about 16, 18 years. They owned Caesar's Palace. So she was familiar with it, and a dear friend of mine called me up and said, Rich, I know you like building houses. And I said, Jerry, I don't build houses anymore. But he was a friend of mine for 30 years. We went down. We didn't buy that a house. We bought the house for a present. I think it was the second or third house we saw. And that was on January 1st, 2003, we moved in. Well, February 3rd, a month and 3 days later, I get a call from a friend of a friend of a friend. And he says to me, Rich, I know you're an investor. I said, well, not really. I'm kind of retired. He said, well, there's this company you should take a look at. And I went down there, and they were working on video. And I saw it. I got it. And believe me, we were YouTube before YouTube. We were Google before Google. I invested in that company over $15 million and lost it all. And I won't even go into how I lost it. It was no fault of my own. I had people involved in that company when the product wasn't even working because they believed in me. I had a dream. We were valued at $350 million. We were public. Within our second year or third year, and the whole thing went kaput. Did that hurt? I thought I was going to be a basket case for the rest of my life. I used to go to bed at night looking up at the ceiling and woke up and didn't wake up and still looking at the ceiling. In the morning, it was a very hurtful thing. Hurtful. Thank God it certainly wasn't nowhere near my fortune, but it killed me. It wasn't the money that killed me. It was the way that I was done in when I found out through investigations and everything. It totally ripped my heart apart. And I never thought I could be here like this talking again and being with people. I stopped seeing everyone. I didn't want to see anybody anymore. Didn't want to see anyone anymore. That's how hard I took it. But you know, life is what you make it. This industry, how people, like Jim said, my thing, I put out a tape once with New Skin, just don't quit. I don't know if you remember that, Jim. Just don't quit.
I do.
And I put that out. And like you said, either you don't get in or just don't quit. How anybody can. Look, I just met somebody that came from Mexico. They wanted to meet me. A girl, 18 years old. Her check last month was $39,000. 18 years old. And she showed me videos of all these kids. They're kids. They don't respect their teachers because they're making so much more than them, which isn't right. But these are kids. I mean, it's incredible. And the cars are driving. But they're not at the place that we are. We've been through all that. And, Jim, I was very impressed that you said you went bankrupt. At that age, that's a hard pill to swallow. And how you came back, what a story. I mean, really, what a story. And we all have stories, and everyone has stories. Everyone. The only people that don't have stories are the people that don't try. The guy that, so many people will show them this, and then they go home, And their brother's going to tell them all the reasons why it doesn't work. And then if we follow that brother and see a little bit of him, the guy comes home every day from the job at the same time, goes to the refrigerator, pops open a beer, sits down there. The kids are around. He says, shh, I'm watching television. Dinner comes. He tells his wife, I'm not eating. I'm watching television. And then when the last flickers off about 12 o'clock at night and his wife wakes him up and brings him to bed, and this is a person that that you're going to listen to that is going to tell you all the reasons why you can't do this deal. Wow. And that's a travesty. That's horrible. You can do this. The greatest industry in the world, bar none. And we got so many stories. I mean, we could be on here for 24 hours, for the next 24 hours. I mean, I haven't even started, but I know we're limited on time. But I have never, ever been so happy in my life that I'm back in the game again. And I'd never retire. Never, 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 never.
Wow, Richard. I mean, I love what you said about being retired, being boring. I think the reason I told you earlier that I'd learned so much in the last few years is because I got back in the game. And what I've been doing the last half a dozen years or so is coaching and mentoring. And I have the luxury, and it's a luxury, and it's a privilege to mentor and coach some of the top CEOs in network marketing. And I work with them and coach and mentor them and coaching and mentoring some of the top distributors in the industry. And it's such an honor. It's such a privilege that they would bestow upon me that kind of confidence that they would be able to work with them and to realize that almost every one of them have the same issues, that it doesn't matter about the size of their company or how much money they're making or how much distributors the growth is going on, how many countries. There's always comes back to the same two or three things that they need general help with. And for them, who do they turn to? Who does the upline turn to? Think about that. We've always been the guy that the people turn to. Who do we turn to? Well, that's what's happened here with me over the last few years. And I got to tell you, it's been such a responsibility on my shoulders because you got to be right. You can take chances when you're making decisions for yourself. You don't have the luxury of taking chances when you influence a top distributor or top CEO. You don't have the luxury of making a mistake. You got to be right on, and it forces you to think differently. So I'm on your page, Richard. Okay, I love being in the game. I'm, 69, as I said. I'm planning on being 120, and I just can't wait to just keep hammering this out. But Jimmy, let's go to you. I know. You're talking about going bankrupt, but maybe you can share something with the audience here that whatever you might think that they might want to hear that would help them out in the direction that we're going. So let's hear from you.
Okay. I'm going to thank Richard. Richard, I listen to your tapes over and over again. Just Don't Quit used to ring in my ear, your voice. And it was good hearing you say it again and seeing you saying it, watching you saying it. And I loved you had a audio cassette. Lave Slaver Camp. I listened to that over and over again. I almost memorized the whole thing. I'd love to get a copy of that. I lost my copy. People living in a slave labor camp. But getting back to my network marketing experience, I was a butcher for 40 years. I raised 6 children. I was just over broke. I was the happiest butcher on the block. No pun intended. I was a happy butcher. I was just over broke and didn't even know it. One of my children just said to me recently, Daddy, I thought we were rich growing up. I said, wow, how did I pull that off? I should get the Academy Award for that one. We were so poor. We lived from hand to mouth, but we had everything. We had love. We had food. I gave them an education. I helped them. And so I was forced to retire in 1983 at age 56. I called it after 40 years. Said to me, Jimmy, it served us well. Go find a new career. Well, at age 56 with no education, not much after. Thank God that man called me up and took me to my first network marketing opportunity meeting in 1989. I was 62. And something clicked for me. I don't know what it was, but it clicked. I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. I was on pension. My wife was working. I had time on my hands. And I dove into network marketing, and I said, I'm going to teach myself this industry. I'm going to do the best I can in network marketing, just like I was at cutting meat. I took pride in managing my butcher shops and doing business and making money. So I started listening to tapes. I started joining companies, learning compensation plans, using products. Now, everybody in my family thought I lost it. They thought I cracked up. I was sitting listening to tapes in the dark at night. Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley. I listened. When I joined Newsom, that was my third or fourth company. And I said, I'm going to be successful in network marketing. It's the last thing I do on the face of this earth. I will never quit. And so I went from company to company. Every company I did was a learning experience. I didn't make a lot of money, but I found something that didn't meet my values and principles, whatever it may be. And I kept searching and searching. I got to a company, got to $5,000 a month. They did something that didn't meet my values and principles. I moved on. I got to a company, got to $5,000 a week. They did something. I moved on. And the company I'm in now, I got to $5,000 in debt. I think I'm going in the right direction. And people say to me constantly, Jimmy, you're 86. You have all the money you'll ever need. Why don't you just retire? Why don't you play golf? Why don't you do this? I said, look, I love helping people. I've loved helping people my whole life. I love raising six kids. I love getting apprentice butcher sheets down to cut meat. I love that. Network marketing is democracy's finest form. And I make a lot of money now. I didn't realize how many financial planners there are out there. They come out and work. Jimmy, let me manage your money for you. I'll show you how to make this and that. I said, look, let me tell you something. I invested $500 12 years ago. It's returned my family $40 million. If you have a better deal, start talking. If you don't have a better deal, you better start listening. I have a lot of financial planners in my organization. And people say to me, Jimmy, what drives you? In this industry, you have to have a why. In life, you have to have a why. You have to have a reason. You have to have a mission and a vision. My 28 grandkids, my 18 great-grandkids, this is my life. This is my why, to make a better life for them. And so I'll never stop doing network marketing. And when I sit down and do a presentation, I just had 50 people in my house in my training center, and they were all professionals. They were doctors. They were plastic surgeons. They were Wall Street. The guy that runs Wall Street was there. Some of his top guys were there because Wall Street sold and they're dismantling. I had all these professionals. I looked at them. I said, build the field and they'll come. I said, I never dreamt I'd have 50 people come drive miles and miles. Some flew from Michigan, come to my house for a presentation on network marketing. And one guy, when I was done after a 3-hour presentation, he said to me, Jimmy, you just turned my head around. I hated network marketing. I said I would never do it, and ever think I would ask someone else to do it was beyond my comprehension. He said, you sold me. I'm in full bore. I'm going for this. And he's doing it now with a passion. That's what turns me on. When I can get what's in my head in someone else's head and make a positive impact on that person so they can change their life. And today at 86, my wife I built my dream home 10 years ago at age 76, 9,000 square foot. My wife just fell and fractured her spine. She's walking with a walker. I said, honey, we're not leaving our dream home, so we'll put an elevator in. So we put an elevator in. That's a nice thing to be able to do at 86. Just put an elevator in. Here's what it costs. Now, the guy that built the shaft is in my business, and the guy that did the elevators in my business. Why wouldn't they be? I make more on Monday than my elevator shaft guy was here for 8 weeks. When I paid him for 8 weeks' work, I had it made 12 o'clock money. I took him to the computer. I said, look, Ray, but I'm paying you for working 8 weeks in my house building this shaft. I make it Monday morning before noon. why would he join my business? Why wouldn't he? This is the greatest business in the history of the world. And I love helping people. And as long as what I'm doing is helping people, I'll never stop. I'll do this till they plant me. People say, when are you going to retire? When I expire, I'll retire. This life than helping other people. I would like to see every single person in this world have what I have, but especially senior citizens. Think about this. I worked 40 years as a butcher. In 40 years, I made $400,000. I make more than that every month right now. I pay more income tax a year than I made 40 years as a butcher. I would have $100 million invested at 5% to have the income I have right now, which is $5 million a year residual. I'd have to have $200 million invested at 2.5%, which you'd be lucky to get today. So when I tell people these numbers, they say to me, one guy said, Jimmy, it's compelling. I have to join your business. There's no way I cannot join your business, Jimmy. This is so simple, it's actually scary.
Right.
I'll never say it's easy because...
Never easy
because here's why. My favorite song today, you know what it is? God is great, beer is good, and people are absolutely crazy. People are crazy. Jimmy, you make how much a year? No, I didn't say a year. I said a week. A week, Jimmy? You make that much money every week, Jimmy? Oh, my God. I can't do that, Jimmy. What can't you do? Walk, talk, swallow. What can't you do? Why do people say they can't do something? Why would anybody say they can't do something? I love Gandhi. Gandhi says, whatever one person can do on this earth, I believe every person can do. He also said every man wants to live, every man wants to learn, every man wants to love, and every man wants to leave a legacy. I've done my fair share of the first three. I will continue, but I'm working on the legacy right now. Network is my legacy to my family, my friends, and my children, my grandchildren.
Larry, let me add something to that, Larry, because what you just said, there's two words that keep coming to mind, and I want to make sure that we get it out here before the hangout's over. Number one is I've been on the phone many times when Jimmy was building the elevator, so I'm a witness to that. And recently, Richard's excitement has been unbelievable because he calls me at 5 in the morning and sometimes at 12 or 1. Richard will tell you that as well. So obviously when you're excited, there's, you know, how long do you have to go to the meetings? Well, you know, until you want to, then you don't have to anymore. Well, he's fired up about his life. Same thing with you, Larry. The two words come to mind as I listen to all three of this in just amazement. And by the way, I have been taking those. I actually have the pen and paper. So, and I talk to these guys all the time. So anybody that's not taking notes, go back when this is done and watch it again and take notes because there's a lot of value here. But two words, belief. Okay, is the first word that comes to mind, and attitude is the second. When you listen to everything you're hearing, and you listen to Jimmy, you listen to his stick-to-itiveness, the fact he wouldn't quit, you listen to Richard call, hey, if these guys can do it, I can do it too. Attitude is everything, and then belief. Belief and attitude. And that's why Jimmy could talk to his bankruptcy attorney while he's in the middle of bankruptcy. It's belief. So what I'd love to at some point throughout this is maybe for you gentlemen to throw in there, because I know what I'm talking about. It's all about belief. It's all about attitude. And Richard, you say it well, the way you described it years ago and the way you do now. If you had a gun to your head, what would you do in this time frame if you had that urgency?
When I say a gun to your head, I can guarantee anybody, anyone in the world, that they would make it in multi-level marketing. If I had somebody, you know, we're in a room, we're talking, and all of a sudden this big guy comes in, and he has a holster, and he puts a gun. I said, you're going to make it, because if you don't make it, this guy's going to pull the trigger. Well, now all of a sudden, you got a big urgency now. Now all of a sudden, you're going to prospect people 24/7 to make it, if you care anything about your life. You're certainly going to do that. And I think most people, Tony, we're so blessed to be introduced to this industry, especially you, Jim, at age, 62? I think you said you were introduced to this? It's incredible. And how people can look at this. Again, your question, Tony, was, yeah, if you had a gun to your head, you're damn right you'd go out, because you do things, all the uncomfortable things. Nobody likes to do the uncomfortable things. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it on my birthday. But then it's Monday. Then it's Friday. And people just are so full of excuses, they just can't get out of their own way. They can't get out of their own way. Again, the simplest business. You know, one thing that my wife will always say, what's the matter? What's bothering you? And when things are so good, and I would say many different times in my career, it just kills me that I can't get everybody in. It just kills me that I can't get everybody in. Kills me. And it bothers me. Yeah, but you can't get everybody in. I know, but that bothers me. What is the missing ingredient? Why can't I get everybody in? How can somebody look at this? How can I tell them the stories of all the people that never had a right in their life to make $50,000 a year? That some of them make that in a day. And I'm talking a day. That I know people that have taken not only in multi-level. Listen, I've done beyond belief in multi-level marketing. I've probably done 10 times that in the real world in investment, in houses, in mortgage loans, and this and that. I mean, I built a dynasty, all because of multi-level marketing, all because I had the money to do that. So what can you say? You know, there are people that will see this. They'll see this. This, how anybody can see this when you post this, Tony, and don't get in. That's the truth. That's the whole answer right there. Why wouldn't they get in? Listen, I'm the type, when I see Rudy, I cry. Tears come down my eyes. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. When I see Rocky, tears come down my eyes. That song will be around forever. That'll be around forever for the history of the world. Why don't it move people? I don't know. And people say to me, Rich, forget about the ones you can't get in. Just worry about the ones. But I do. I still worry about the ones that I can't get in. Anyway.
Amen.
Wait. Wow. Wow. Jimmy, that was great, Richard. I really appreciated you going into that. Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Richard and I didn't finish high school. What about you?
I finished high school to please my mother. I hated school. I loved girls. And my father said, kid, come down to the butcher shop. Let me teach you how to be a butcher. You'll always have a job. I worked during the last depression. I said, okay, Dad, I love you. I believe you. Are you going to pay me? Yes, I'm going to pay. I can save up and get a convertible. Yes, I have more girlfriends. Yes. So I graduated high school to please my mother. I went right to the butcher shop, immediately saved up, got a 49 Mercury convertible, push-button roof, push-button windows. And I had a lot of girlfriends. And I was living my dream at age. In 1949, I was 21 with a brand-new Mercury convertible, black with a white top, red leather interior. Nobody in my family, nobody of my friends had a car. I had a car.
I had a 49 Mercury that I paid $200 for. And then after that, I graduated to a 55 Ford, a Victoria with a Continental kit on the back.
Oh, I know it well. You know, I'm listening to these stories, and I'm thinking about some of the common denominators. Two out of the three never finished high school, and Jimmy finished high school, went right to work. And I'm trying to think about the common denominators, and there's certainly a lot of them here. And I can tell you also by listening to it, a lot of it's generational. There was a different generational attitude that we were raised with and of everything. And but the common denominators for me that I hear, Tony, are we did, and I mentioned it a couple of times, we all had a desire on this phone, okay? I mean, on this phone, on this broadcast. You can tell where I come from, the phone, right? We're on the Internet. But we all have a burning desire, all of us, okay? It took a while, Jimmy, for yours to catch up with you. But when you were talking about raising your family and your kids thinking that you were rich, okay, you had a burning desire to make that happen. And when you got started in network marketing, you didn't have to increase that desire. You just expanded upon it. You just took advantage of it. We have that burning desire, the three of us. I hear it. We had that willingness to work. All three of us had a willingness to work. We were raised working. That's three guys, I can tell you, were raised working. We were working as a kid. I was out on the construction job with my father at 8 years of age, and they'd call that child labor now and throw him in jail. But I was out there working like a man at 12 and 13 years of age. And so we had the burning desire. We had the willingness to work, and we were teachable. And we were teachable because we had to learn. We had a desire to learn things. But what that got us to, when we found network marketing, we brought to the table those three things. And what that led us to was self-responsibility. The one thing that I heard in everybody's comments here today, we took responsibility for ourselves. That was before network marketing. That was after network marketing. That was with problems, Jimmy, with your bankruptcy, my business divorce, Richard with all the situations that he had. We took responsibility for where we were and where we weren't. And we then got self-determined to do something about it. Okay? And you talked about motivation. We became self-motivated. And I agree with you, Richard. Motivation is useless. Self-motivation is what drives you. And what drives me with self-motivation is the facts. And that's what you guys have heard some things here about network marketing multi-level was the facts. So self-responsibility we all had in common. Self-determination we had before we got into multi-level. Self-motivation to get the job done and take care of ourselves and our family was before multi-level. And that led us to self-functioning when we found a vehicle that we could operate within. And that's the difference in the success. Everybody has different companies, different products, different things. Still today, that goes on. And we look at external things today in the marketplace, like systems and like internet and social media. All those things are great, and I believe in them. Nothing is as powerful. Nothing will keep you in doing whatever you're doing. And when you start assuming that self-responsibility, determination, motivation, you will become self-functioning in what you do. And guys, I got to tell you, an honor, a privilege, one of the highlights of my career is being on here with this broadcast with you guys today. And I just absolutely hope that it has the impact on people that watch it that it's had on me. And I know that it's had on you guys. So, gentlemen, my hat is off to you. And I just can't wait to see what happens out here. So, Tony, I'm going back to you.
Tony, can I say one last thing?
Oh, you can say anything. You kidding? You can say anything you want.
I mean, I think it's very, very important. If I had to bet my life, and that's my favorite expression when I'm so sure of something, like if somehow I could buy a brand new Rolls Royce for $1,000, I would bet my life that I could make a profit on that. I would bet my life, and I used to always say the first time I heard of multi-level marketing was in 1978. Then about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and I don't remember how or why I did this, I remember calling up a person by the name of James Puro from East Islip, New York. He was the head of the bank there. I can't think of the name of the bank right now. And he used to loan me money to buy houses when I was in real estate. And I tracked him down. Somehow, some way, after making about 5-6 telephone calls. And I call him up. And I get a hold of him, and I says, Jim, as a matter of fact, the girl asked me who it was. I said, it's a voice from the past. Don't tell him who I am, but he knows who I am. He answers the phone. He goes, hello, Jim Puro. I said, Jim, there's a voice from the past. And he says, Richard, call. I don't believe it. I heard you have done unbelievable. I said, Jim, the reason I'm calling you, I got to ask you a question. I think it was in 1974 or 75, and he stops me right there. He says, it was 1975. I invited you to my home. It was an Amway meeting. Now, I'm telling you, I didn't hear, you know, we talk, why doesn't everybody get in? I don't even remember that. I went there because this man is lending me all this money, and just to support him. I did buy two products, their LOC product and a product that cleaned whatever it did. But here I am. I was there, but I saw nothing and I heard nothing. Why? Because I was into real estate and I was rocking and rolling. I wasn't interested. I just was there to support him. And that's like a lot of times friends will ask us to, you know, to come to a meeting. We don't see it. We don't hear it. We don't know about it. And I just thought that was a very important point to make.
Yeah.
That not everybody sees it like we see it. They just don't. They don't get it. You can talk. Listen, the Rolls Royces are in the garage. I'll never park it out in front of the house. When I go out, if we go out with one of the Rolls, I'll never say, oh, that Rolls over there. It's always the yellow car or the beige car or the blue car. The only reason I ever got a Rolls, it made me feel good. With all the problems and all the challenges and all everything, at least I know when I'm in that car, I feel good. I feel good. So I just wanted to make that point.
Wow. Well,
thank you, Richard. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Okay. Jimmy, you got any closing comments you want to share with us?
Yes. Anybody watching this, I have three questions you need to ask yourself. Do you have the vision to see this? Do you have the wisdom to understand this? And do you have the courage to pursue this? That's what it takes. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not easy. It's hard. Ask yourself those questions, and I'll see all of you at the top.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Tony, it's back to you.
What can you say after something like this? But I share with you, I had a conversation with Richard the other day. We were talking about Earl Nightingale. And for many people that have heard of Nightingale Cohen, Earl Nightingale was one of the founders, and he did Nightingale Conan Empire started from a recording called The Strangest Secret. And it was a recording that went throughout the world. And basically,
Nightingale realized that it was all in what we thought about. And after reading Think and Grow Rich and understanding the early part of success and the early part of the century, and it really is attitude and belief and what you think about it and what you're hearing from each one of these, I call them battleships, because these, you know, these are the fleet. They came in today into the harbor to share this information with you. And, I mean, I got goosebumps right now because, you know, Richard was, like I said, one of my first mentors coming into the profession 3-4 years into it. And then Larry, of course, after. And then, you know, the relationship I've developed with Jimmy. I mean, I can't even tell you how it makes me feel. But what you're hearing here is these stories, each one of them, including myself, heard stories like you're hearing today. And each one of those stories, it may have been Earl Nightingale, who was Lead the Field, or The Strangest Secret 50 years ago. It changed people's lives. And Richard heard those stories early on. He wouldn't be probably where he is today if it wasn't for those stories. LT, when he went in as a long-haired hippie construction worker, for those who don't know, you know, we call him LT. And Richard, every now and then, RK, if we can get away with it. When Larry went into that first meeting with that, you know, and he saw that there was something more, he heard stories, and those stories built his belief system. Same thing with Jimmy. You heard Jimmy. You listened to Richard. And part of why he's doing what he's doing today is because of the stories that Richard heard. But if he hadn't heard the stories before that, if he hadn't listened to the tapes, if he hadn't listened to Earl Nightingale, for instance, which we talked about, right, Richard? We wouldn't be here today. So here's my wish, and I pray whenever I do an event for Home Business Radio Network, is I pray that, just like Richard, that just somebody will get something that will lead them down a road. Maybe this will lead you to go out and get on another webinar, listen to a tape, you know, but not really tapes anymore, but CD, digital download, listen to Home Business Radio, whatever it is, but it will do that. And because, you know, attitude and belief, all of it can be acquired. It all can be learned. Like Earl Nightingale talked, going back to The Strangest Secret, Richard, right? Which was, what you think about makes a difference. So here's my thought and my prayer for all of you listening today and in the future is to take what information's here. It's all from the heart. It's all real thing. No one's trying to sell anything. Trust me, Jimmy doesn't need another person to join his business. Richard doesn't need his person. I mean, it doesn't matter to these guys at this point. They're just giving because that's what they do. They serve the many. So my wish for all of you is that you will gain something from this that will be a ripple that will only change your life. Like you see, look at Jimmy, change his life, my life. But a ripple for you and your family and your family and your family down the road. And the one thing I love, I end everything with this, is whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you truly are right. So think you can and just think differently. And I hope today we hope you do that. This is Tony Canulli, the co-host of Conversations with a Legend with Larry Thompson, the host of Conversations with a Legend. It's been my absolute privilege. I can't, I'm almost in tears even saying this, just having this time with all of you today. God bless you all.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Helping you capture your dreams. This is the Home Business Radio Network.